This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
دع الأيام تفعل ما تشاء وطب نفسا إذا حكم القضاء ولا تجزع لحادثة الليالي فما لحوادث الدنيا بقاء.
InshaAllah, today's short khatira. So we recited Surah Al-Furqan, and in Surah Al-Furqan, the term Tabarak occurs. And this is a term that we're all aware of because of Tabarak alayhi biyadil mulk, fa tabarak Allah ahsanul khaliqin. And it occurs in the Quran around 8-9 times. And in fact, the only time it occurs in more than one surah is Surah Al-Furqan. It occurs 3 times. And in the first rak'ah was 2 times Tabarak, and the last rak'ah, 1 time Tabarak. So the term Tabarak, the only time it occurs in multiple surahs, is Surah Furqan. And the other surah that begins with Tabarak is Surah Tabarak. So 2 surahs begin with Tabarak. And Surah Ar-Rahman ends with Tabarak. Tabarak, the last ayah of the Surah Ar-Rahman has Tabarak in it. So what does Tabarak mean? We've heard of Tabarak, and what does it mean? And what is the difference between Tabarak and Barakallah? So what is this term here? So the term Baraka, Barakaf, the asl, the root Baraka, the term Baraka, the verb, it means to remain. That's what it means. So the Arabs say, Baraka al-Ba'ir. The camel has parked. The camel has sat down. Because once the camel sits down, it remains there for a long period of time. So, Baraka al-Ba'ir. Or the Arabs also call a pool of water a birka. A birka is a large pool of water because the water remains there. So, the birka is the water that is there. So, what has remaining got to do with our concept of Baraka? When we say something is Mubarak, when we say that may Allah give you Barakah, when we say that may Allah give you Barakah in your wealth, Barakah in your health, Barakah in your life, may Allah give Barakah in the food, we are asking that that object remains for a longer period than otherwise. We're asking that that item, that food, that money, it has more benefit and it remains than otherwise if it didn't have the Barakah. So, classic example of Baraka that we understand what is Baraka. We understand what is Baraka is the famous incident that occurred in the battle of Tabuk as well, actually it happened, but I'm talking about the battle of Khandaq, the battle of Ahzab, when the people were cut off of food and there was no food left, and a Sahabi, you know, saw the Prophet ﷺ starving, so he said to his wife, whatever we have, we're going to give it. So then he came to the Prophet and said, Ya Rasulullah, you and maybe 5-6 people come, and you know, that's, I have food for you. You choose, 5-6 will come. So the Prophet ﷺ stood up in the battle of Khandaq. He said, Ya Ahla Khandaq, you know, Fulan has made ta'am for all of you. So the man panicked, went home to his wife. His wife said, what have you done? I told you 5 people. He said, but it was not my fault. But he said to the man, do not open the pot till I come. Do not open the pot till I come. So the Prophet ﷺ came and he gave his blessed spit into it. The Prophet ﷺ's saliva has barakah in it. He put that spit into that pot. And then the entire people of the Khandaq ate from that one pot or bowl, despite the fact there were maybe 500 people, and it was meant for 5 people. This is what you call, and when they finished it, what did the Sahabi say? It was as if nobody had touched it, right? This is the quintessential example of Baraka. This is what Baraka is. It just keeps on giving, 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 and it's still there. That's what Baraka is. And multiple times in the life of the Prophet ﷺ, small amounts of food sufficed a large group of people. Also in the incident of Khandaq, when that glass of milk was given to the Prophet ﷺ, and Abu Huraira went to it, if you remember the long story as well, and that glass of milk sufficed an entire room, and it was still brimming to the end. This is what Baraka is. And if you want to translate into Arabic, ziyadatul khair, increase the utility, increase the benefit of something. That is what baraka is. So what is barak and tabarak? Barak is the request to Allah to give baraka to something. Okay? So we say, barakallahu laka. May Allah give you baraka. Okay? Barakallahu fi ahlika, fi malika. May Allah put baraka in your wealth, in your health. So barak is you making dua for somebody and you ask Allah to give that being, that person, barakah. That's when barakah is used. Barakallah. Tabarak is not a dua. It is a praise. And it is never used except with the name of Allah right after it. تَبَارَكَ اللَّهُ أَحْسَنُ الْخَالِقِينَ. Right? تَبَارَكَ الَّذِي بِيَدِهِ الْمُلْكِ تَبَارَكَ الَّذِي نَزَّلَ الْفُرْقَانِ. So تَبَارَك على وزن تفاعل like تعالى, you are saying that Allah Himself is the ultimate barakah, the source of barakah, and He Himself is the as we say تعالى, so He Himself has the compounded barakah. Barakah is Allah Azza wa Jalla coming from Him, and the source of khair and the source of good, it is from Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. So تبارك, the ultimate good is Allah, and the ultimate source of good is Allah. That is what تبارك means. And it is only used in the Quran when Allah is emphasizing that good comes from Him and everything comes from Him. تبارك الذي نزل الفرقان. Right? So Allah says He is تبارك because He has revealed the Furqan. And the Furqan is the Quran. And the Quran is what? كتاب أنزلناه إليك مبارك. The most Mubarak. Mubarak means that which has barakah. So, you know, all of us know Mubarak, that which has barakah, right? As Yahya said, وَجْعَلَنِي مُبَارَكًا أَيْنَمَا كُنْتُ. Allah has made me barakah. Wherever I am blessed. Wherever I go, وَجْعَلَنِي مُبَارَكًا أَيْنَمَا كُنْتُ. Wherever I go, I spread good. I spread khair. That's what Mubarak here means. So the Quran is the ultimate object of barakah in this world. There is nothing that is more blessed for us in this world in existence than the Quran. Everything about the Quran is barakah. And that's why تبارك الذي نزل الفرقان. Where does that barakah come from? تبارك, the source of barakah. And تبارك الذي بيده الملك وهو على كل شيء قدير. So this entire dominion goes back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when Allah describes the creation and the stages of creation and how many from nutfa and from alaqa, then what does Allah say? فتبارك الله أحسن الخالقين. The one who gave all of these stages, تبارك الله أحسن الخالقين. And all of the verses, when you look up Tabarak, they are all in the context of Allah is the source of good. All good comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is what Tabarak means. Now, what are some examples of barakah that we can benefit from? So we already said that obviously the ultimate object of barakah in this entire existence for us is the Quran. There is nothing that has more barakah. Everything about it is mubarak. Its recitation is mubarak. Its memorization is mubarak. Acting upon it is mubarak. Gatherings where it is recited is mubarak. Its very presence is mubarak. The Quran itself is, you honor it, you give it itself its izzah and respect because it is a source of barakah. We do not disrespect the Quran. We have to have wudu when we touch the Quran. This is the source of barakah as well. And the whole issue of wearing Quran talisman is a whole different issue. But some of the Sahaba would do that and others did not want to do that. Even amongst the Sahaba, some of them felt that, yes, we should put some Quran. Even, you know, Aisha and others would do that. Point being, they understood the Quran is an object of barakah. And it is a kitab that is mubarak. What else has barakah? So, as well, knowledge and acting upon knowledge has barakah, and gatherings of knowledge have barakah. And that's why anytime people gather together for salah, for dhikr, for ilm, the angels come and surround them and ask Allah to bless them. So that too has barakah in it. As well, what else has barakah? Our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told us certain food items are extra special, and of them he said dates have barakah. Every house that doesn't have date is a poor house. And he also said in one hadith, our scholars have derived that zaytun oil, the oil of zaytun also. And also, of course, the most mubarak food item is, we all know, it is zamzam. Right? That our Prophet ﷺ said that it has barakah in it. So zamzam itself is the most mubarak food item. As well, when we follow the sunnah, barakah comes. And our Prophet ﷺ explicitly mentioned ways to increase barakah in our food. So he said that when we eat food, we should gather together because there's more barakah that comes on the food. طَعَامُ الْوَاحِدِ يَكْفِي اثْنَيْنِ وَطَعَامُ الْاثْنَيْنِ يَكْفِي ثَلَاثَ. And he said coming together for food has barakah. And unfortunately, and I'm guilty of this as well, may Allah forgive us all, that we have not followed this sunnah for a long time. We are selfish, mashallah, everyone has his own plate and we put it aside. But the actual sunnah, which is undeniable, it is the sunnah, we should gather together on food. And our Prophet ﷺ said, barakah increases when we gather together on food. Rather than having separate plates, if we ate from a common plate, our Prophet ﷺ promised that one person's plate will be enough for two people. This is a hadith. طعام الواحد يكفي اثنين. And if you think it's only going to be for two people, come together. Three people will be, sufficient for it. This is a miracle that our Prophet ﷺ gave the entire ummah, that if you gather together for food, you're not selfish and you take your plate away, then a small amount of food will be sufficient for larger groups of people. As well, he told us what else to do with barakah. He said, when you eat food, do not eat from the middle of the plate. Eat from the corners, work your way to the middle. Why? لِأَنَّ الْبَرَكَةَ تَنزِلُ. The barakah comes down في وسط الطعام. This is a hadith of the Prophet ﷺ. Where does barakah come down on a plate of food? في وسط, in the middle of the ta'am. So we work our way, because if we jump into the middle, it's as if we've destroyed the barakah, right? So if you are gathered around a table of food or whatnot, so obviously there's things you want, whatnot. You don't just dive in and you make the middle part empty. No, even if you want to take one bit of meat, let's say, you take it and you bring it to the side. Then you work your way in, and all of the people should work their way in, and the barakah will be increased. So this is an example of barakah in food that our Prophet ﷺ explicitly said, saying Bismillah and sitting together at the table and sitting and eating from that which is close to you. The barakah of the food itself would increase. What else has barakah? Places have barakah. Which place? We believe there are three places on earth that have barakah, and only three. There's no other place that has barakah. There are three places that are mubarak. When you go there, every act that you do will be more blessed. So what is, when you go to Haram of Mecca, what is one rak'ah equivalent to? Everybody knows. 100,000, that's barakah right there. What do we say barakah is? Ziyadatul khair. That's what we said barakah is, right? Increase the good. So this is increasing good. One rak'ah becomes 100,000. This is what barakah is. Everything you do in Mecca, in Medina, and in Jerusalem, right? This is what is going to be mubarak. Every good deed, every charity you give, every dua that you make. That's why we go there, we make special dua, because the place is mubarak. It is worthy to travel to. And we believe that there's no other place that is inherently mubarak other than these three places. So that's the place of barakah. What else has barakah? The persona of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has barakah. His body has barakah, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. His sweat has barakah. His hair has barakah. And this is something mutawatir amongst the Sahaba. There is no controversy. Some people who just began studying, they think this is an issue of controversy. No, all Sunni Muslims, all of them, no ikhtilaf. The Prophet ﷺ himself, his body is a source of barakah. The Sahaba would seek barakah from even the wudu that would fall down. In the famous hadith of the incident of Hudaybiyah, that when the emissary from the Quraysh came and observed what's going on, he came back astonished. He goes, I have visited Qaisar and I have visited Kisra, and I have not seen a group of people respect their leader more than the Sahaba respected the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He said, not even a drop of water of his wudu would touch the ground. كادوا يقتتلون على وضوئه. They would be jostling and shoving to catch his wudu. The wudu would not touch the ground. Why? Not because a miracle came. The Sahaba would not allow it to touch the ground. They would take it and they would put it on themselves. And they would collect his sweat, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and they would use it for perfume. And they would take his hair and they would put it in their drinks and they would drink it for cure. This is well known and mutawatir. As I said, there is no controversy. Some very beginning students, they might think, no, there is no ikhtilaf about this issue. By the way, the footnote here, where does the controversy come? The controversy comes, do other people that are following the Prophet ﷺ also have barakah in their bodies? That's the controversy. Whether in the Arabic, at-tabaruk bi-athar al-salihin. That's where the controversy comes. Imam al-Nawawi and many of the ulama, they said that any righteous person, you may think that he has a smaller amount, but yes, the concept is there, that we also get barakah from that person. And Ibn Taymiyyah and others, they said, no, this is khas for the Prophet ﷺ. That's the controversy over other people. There is no controversy about the Prophet ﷺ. He himself was a source of barakah in his teachings and in his hadith, obviously, and in his body as well. Even his body was a source of barakah. What else has barakah? I know time is going late. What else has barakah? Timing has barakah. Timing has barakah. So we have multiple things that are mubarak. Of them is timing. So Ramadan is the most blessed month. And the last 10 nights, when you worship Allah in one night, how much do you get? 80 years, that's barakah right there. What is barakah? Ziyadatul khair. That's what happens. Increase in good. So barakah of time as well. So not every time is the same as other times. So Ramadan is the most blessed month. The last 10 days of the last 10 nights of Ramadan are the most blessed nights. The first 10 days of Dhul Hijjah are the most blessed days. And also even in the times of the day, right after Fajr is the most barakah time that our Prophet ﷺ encouraged us to do even our worldly chores. He said, this is the time of barakah right now. And by the way, that's why every one of us, Muslim or kafir, when we start our work early in the morning, we get a lot more done than if we start at 4 p.m., 5 p.m., right? If we sit down in our computer or our chores and we have, you know, we start our work, we get more productivity, we call it, right? And that's why all the companies in the world, they tell you to come early in the morning. Productivity is there. And our Prophet ﷺ said that my ummah has been given barakah in its early hours right now. This is the time of barakah. So these are various things of barakah, and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for barakah. Obviously, we conclude on this point. It's understood, simple point. Barakah comes from where? Only from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is only Allah. Who else can make something, we say in English, blessed? Who can increase the productivity of something? No one other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us barakah in our health. We ask Allah to give us barakah in our wealth. We ask Allah to give us barakah in our children. We ask Allah that everything He gives us of barakah, because indeed He is tabaraka wa ta'ala, and all good comes from Him. Inshallah, we'll continue later. Jazakumullah khair. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
يا من أجبت دعاء نوح فانتصر وحملته في فلكك المشحون يا من أحال النار حول خليله روحا وريحانا بقولك كوني